This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Thursday, January 18th. Well, reasons to smile for cattle traders on Wednesday. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The cattle market jumped up. You know, the futures rallied to a two-week high. We haven't seen this kind of movement in quite a while, and I think we got a few of the traders a little bit happy. It certainly looks like the lows are in, and the market is starting to turn to the upside. It looks like the trend has turned upward, and we knew that it was coming. But the next test is the 125 mark for the April futures, and perhaps so we can get there. Now, we had been talking all along that normally this time of year that we would get a stronger market. Well, this big sell-off that came in a couple of days kind of threw everyone for a loop, but the market is really starting to come back some.
Chicago March wheat prices closed yesterday up 5 at 421 and a half. March corn was up 4 3/4 at 352 and a quarter. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for January ended the day up 3 1/2, ranging from 520 to 530. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for January were up 5, ranging from 572 to 587. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for January were up 0.25, ranging from 726 and 3/4 to 746 and 3/4. Live cattle for February were up 287 and a half at 121.10. January feeder cattle were up 227 and a half at 147.80. And January class 3 milk was up 9 cents at 1386. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report. Go to aginfo.net for more information.